John, since you're a conservation director for Montana Wilderness Association, clearly you've had to, and you probably want to, make the case for why wilderness is important. A lot of people are thinking, look at our oil prices, they're going up. If only we could grab this oil out of the refuge, things would be better for us, and it would improve our lives in the U.S. How do you make the counter argument?
Well, I think it's these wild places are increasingly rare. You know, once upon a time, most of Montana, most of the United States, most of the world was wild. But as every year goes on, there's less and less of that. So it's a shrinking resource that is wild country. The loss of these wildlands is a permanent, it's an irreplaceable loss. Because wilderness isn't something that we create, it's something that we inherit. It's a gift. And the best that we can do is to preserve it and pass it on. In the case of energy resources and other things, there's some trade-offs. But I think that in so many cases, what you find is that there are so many other options for those economic benefits that we as creative people can come up with. We're almost very, very rarely faced with a sort of either-or situation, at least in North America. It's rarely a choice between jobs and preserving wild places. And secondly, the value that they have to give us, and this is part of the challenge, I guess, is that it revolves around things that are sometimes less tangible. Their values as a place that we enter, and its value in itself, the earth and its community of life, the Wilderness Act speaks to. But it's also the source of our clean water. It's the source of our fish and wildlife populations in areas like Montana. I think that there are a great deal of benefits. And now we're finding that there are also economic benefits associated with that. But I think first and foremost, it's the fact that it's an irreplaceable part. It's a gift that we've been given. It has an incredible amount of value because really it's where we came from, the wilderness. That's why it feels so much like coming home when you spend time in the wilderness, and especially on a trip like Leslie described, where you can spend a great deal of time and reconnect with our roots. And it's impossible to put a dollar figure on the value of that, but its loss is a great loss. It's not really even about what's in it for me today. It's really what's going to be left in the future in a much more crowded world. And I think the value of these wild places left intact, they'll be worth their weight in gold.